It wasn't enough that he wrote a book called The Sex Lives of Cannibals. He's back with a book called Lost on Planet China, basically his attempt to understand the world's most mystifying nation. And to give you an idea of how long this title is, it's also called, or How He Became Comfortable Eating Live Squid. J. Martin Troost, how are you, man?
Good. How are you, Peter?
Good. You know, we just came through the Olympics. The Chinese were able to almost achieve the impossible by displaying their country in tremendous fashion. I think the bar was so low in terms of expectations with pollution and crowding and infrastructure. But for that three-week period, that you have to give them credit. They really did a great job.
Oh, absolutely. Frankly, I think it's miraculous. I didn't think they could do it. The idea of running 10,000 meters or the idea of running a marathon in Beijing, which on an average day has pollution that's three times worse than the absolute worst days we have here in the United States, those red flag days, I think it's extraordinary.
And yet, when you attempted to understand this country, which is, it's so massive, it's so large, you know, the old jokes about the United States was everything in Texas is big. Well, everything in China is humongous in terms of the numbers. How do you make sense of all that?
The scale is absolutely overwhelming in China. I mean, you can just start with the population as well. Officially, there's 1.3 billion people. Unofficially, there's 1.5 billion. You just don't know for certain. It's so big that 200 million people may or may not be there. You just can't tell.
And, by the way, and if you take 200 million people and put that in the United States, that's two-thirds of our population.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. And the scale of China is what colors absolutely everything. I mean, when you're talking about the way they've embraced the car culture, the way their energy needs are sort of, you know, dominating world markets. Again, it's always that skill. One out of every five people on this planet lives in China.
Not to mention their cement needs.
Yeah, absolutely. It's incredible. It's extraordinary, the rise of China and what's that doing to, you know, commodities broadly. And also, frankly, not to keep harping on pollution, but exactly on pollution. I mean, I live in California. One-third of all the air pollution we have right now originates in China.
It just comes over.
Comes over. Yeah.
Well, what's really amazing is, you know, we talk about fuel prices and oil prices and you know, speculators. Wait a second. Let's talk about consumption.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about consumption, all arrows point to China.
Absolutely. Take a look at energy, for instance. You know, every week China adds two new power plants to its grid. Every year they add another France or UK of energy production in China. It's extraordinary what's going on there. Then you take, they've completely embraced the car culture. Take Guangzhou, for instance, a city of 10 million people in the south of China. Every year they add 150,000 cars to their streets.
I got to ask you one quick question. I know you ate live squid, but please don't tell me you ate dog.
I didn't eat the puppies. I made a point of I'm not going to do the gross out tour of China because it's very kind of easy to kind of like shocking cuisine. But
I feel so much better now because, you know, the squid and the yak and everything else I could do, but not the dog. All right. J. Martin Troost, the author of Lost on Planet China, the strange but true story of one man's attempt to understand the world's most mystifying nation, and of course, how he became comfortable eating live squid. Thanks, man. I really appreciate that.